The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.
Good afternoon. We're in our new offices. Dead posh here. New studio, comfy furniture. Stuff works. It's great. The only problem is, us in programming, we've got to sit next to sales. And Timmy, our head of sales, he's Australian. So we have this annoying Aussie twang all day in our ears. G'day, mate. How are ya? We're rubbish at cricket. Now, this morning, I was all ready to go on the platform at my train station, 5:45, and some trains were guaranteed to be running. Then suddenly, they're all cancelled. Southwest trains are on five-day strike. Seriously? So I hopped into my van, drove in. Surprisingly, I flew in. No traffic, but millions of these annoying cyclists. Problem is, I've a sign-written van, so I'm looking forward to a load of complaints about how many lycra-clad divvies I mowed down on the way in. Now, a little bit of construction news. The Federation of Master Builders reported today's SMEs are reporting a slowdown in growth, a skills shortage, and material prices are still rising. So, best person to speak to on this, my guest this week, is Andrew Dixon, who's head of policy at the FMB, and we're going to be going into that in a bit more detail in about 5 minutes or so. And finally, Travis Perkins reported a growth in revenue for Q3 this year, and yep, they put it down to increasing prices to us trades. So suppliers like Travis, etc., Jewson's, Selco, all the big boys, how about you come to us and say, do you know what? We're going to drop the prices. Can you imagine the influx of trades going in through their doors? It's never going to happen though, is it?
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.
The Federation of Master Builders reported this morning that construction industry growth has slowed for SMEs in the construction industry. There's been more material price rises, and yet still we've got a skills shortage. So hot off the press, so to speak, Andrew Dixon, who is head of policy at the FMB, he's on the line to discuss this report. Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you doing?
Afternoon, Andy.
Now, we'll get straight into this. A slowdown in growth. This initial sort of fears would be people worrying about where we're going as an industry, but this is really just for the SMEs, which is, what, 95% of the construction industry. Is it a worrying trend, do you think, we're starting to see with Brexit?
Well, I think there are concerns. We don't want to put it any more strongly than that at this point in time. Our latest state of trade survey is showing that there's still growth there in the SME construction sector, but it is slower than in previous quarters, and that does match up with what a lot of FMB members are telling us, which is that some of the kind of uncertainty around what happens next year post Brexit and the kind of deal that we end up with, the kind of situation that we end up in, the impact that will have. So it's really about people delaying making big spending decisions, and that for an industry like construction obviously has a knock-on impact.
Now, the skills shortages, we've talked about this before. The FMB chief executive Brian Berry's very frequently in the press talking about it. Skills shortages, certain trades, bricklayers, carpenters, there's still a massive almost shortage of these skills, and with potential fallout of Brexit this is only going to get worse. Is this something which the FMB are looking to sort of get involved more with, sort of getting into schools, colleges, etc.?
Absolutely. So we're encouraging our members to go out and sell their industry. One way we're encouraging them to do that at the moment is through a kind of construction industry ambassador scheme being run by the CITB, the Construction Industry Training Board. We've already signed up, around about 50 FMB members to be part of that. And what will happen is they'll receive training to go out and speak to young people in schools and colleges and talk about the huge opportunities that the industry does have and how a lot of the kind of negative stereotypes of the industry aren't really true or need to be put in context against the opportunities that it gives, the chance that you have to kind of make a mark on your local area and your local environment.
I think, as you rightly say, image is the big problem, isn't it? It's I remember when I was at school many years ago, we were basically told, if you failed at school, go and fall into the building game. Well, as you rightly know, there's many sectors of this industry. We can earn really good money and have a good living. It's not just tradespeople. You've obviously got, surveyors, you've got engineers, you've got health and safety, site managers. It can be a cracking career for youngsters, can't it?
Absolutely, and it's an industry that has opportunities for people with a broad range of different skills and aptitudes. And you're dead right, Andy. There are opportunities that this industry offers that others don't. I often say to people that construction is an industry where it's quite common that you leave school, you do an apprenticeship, and within 10 years or so, you could be running your own firm, employing your own team of people, and earning good money. If you're a good bricklayer in London, you're probably able to bring in at least £1,000 a week at the moment. So, these aren't things you could say about, say, the retail industry or many other industries. And I think we need to be much better at selling the opportunities that this industry does provide.
I tell you what, like a quick comparison, a friend of mine worked out in Australia for 16, 17 years, and construction over there is absolutely booming at the moment. There's a system, I hope I pronounced it right, called TAFE, which is basically taking the youngsters out of schools and colleges, giving them the training. And what more and more people are looking at doing is basically coming out of, if you like, office jobs, going into trades jobs such as bricklaying, plastering. They're going on 120,000 starting salary, Aussie dollars, compared with half of that in offices. Is that something we can sort of look at and take a lot of, steer and advice from?
I would hope so, yes. And I think, I think the opportunities and the money that you can earn do speak for themselves. And if we can sell that and promote that to people, there are plenty of people stuck in jobs that I'm sure they don't find that fulfilling. And actually, construction, can be a really fulfilling career. You get to use your hands. You get to build useful things. So I think if we manage to get that message across, we could potentially begin to recruit people from other industries and other sectors who aren't necessarily satisfied or happy in what they're doing there.
Just quickly, like to touch upon material price increases. Something I've on my show talked about quite a lot in the last 18 months. They're always going up. I know the euro's strength. I know there's obviously sort of potential fallout from Brexit, but in the end, a lot of the decent timber is brought in from Scandinavia and Eastern Europe. Celotex and other brand names are increasing PIR insulation. Is there anything that the FMB, as a sort of trade governing body, if you like, the Federation, is there anything you can do to sort of work with suppliers and try and keep these prices down? Because I must admit, it is crippling, small builders.
We know it's a problem, and it's a problem because people take when these price rises are unpredictable, as they often are, then people, it ends up cutting into people's margins because they quote a price, and then that their material prices rise, and that starts cutting into their margins. So we know it is a real big problem for small builders. In terms of what the FMB can do, I think the prices themselves are these days increasingly set on world markets, so it's very difficult to influence that. But one thing we are doing is we are certainly engaging with builders merchants and representatives of builders merchants about making sure that they're communicating as far ahead as possible and giving builders as much notice as possible of any changes in price or any likely changes in price. And by doing that, our members, FMB members and other small builders can at least begin to try and adjust and price in some of these rises as soon as they can.
Andrew, unfortunately we've run out of time, but I really appreciate you coming on at such short notice to talk about the report, and I'm sure that we'll be speaking to you again soon. Many thanks.
Pleasure. Thanks, Andy.
Now, I've got in my hand this incredible bit of kit. It's a brand new mobile phone from Caterpillar. What you want to remember, it's the S61. I've got to say, what a phone. Lots of features on it, main ones being the integrated thermal imaging camera, and I'll be talking about that in the next couple of weeks. But basically, any holes in insulation in your stud walls, you can see pipes, obviously your flow and return on your central heating in the walls. It's brilliant at that. Laser assisted distance measure, which I think is just a long way of saying it measures stuff, but that's on infrared. That works really well. Indoor air quality monitor, better not have that on any of my jobs, otherwise no one will be working there. And also drop, shock, water and dust proof. Now, I've got to say, that to me sounded like a challenge. So a couple of weeks ago, we took it onto a job, launched it off first tier of scaffolding onto a concrete base. It bounced. Happy days. Dropped it in a bucket of water. Absolutely fine. lobbed half a hand of bonding all over it, so it's covered in dust, absolutely fine. This thing is pretty much indestructible. The S61, as I said, you can drop it on concrete, splash it with water, throw any sort of dust over it, it doesn't crack or break. I think the challenge here has got to be scaffolders. They love lobbing stuff about, don't they? So I think if any scaffolders are interested in a new phone, get the S61. It's absolutely brilliant. In the next few weeks, I'm going to be going through a few other features. The great thing with this, you can win one. And if you do want to win one, bearing in mind these things cost over £800. So it's a lot of money, but it's well worth it because it's a great phone. Text 81400. Start the message with fix, then a space, and then phone. And to the ground workers, that's P-H-O-N-E. And to play this game, let me explain this game. It's a bit of fun. We have a massive cardboard cutout of the new S61. Obviously, 10 numbers. And behind one of these, we've got a hot cup of tea. And we're going to use the thermal imaging feature to see which one that's behind. So if you call up, or we call you, should I say, after you've texted in, you can guess a number, 1 to 0. And then we will use this phone to see if you've got it right with the hot cup of tea behind. If you do, you win the phone. Simple as that. Text the number 81400. Start the message with fix, then a space, and then the word phone.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens. Brought to you by the Federation of Master Builders.
Like I say often on this show, a good apprentice is worth their weight in gold. That's why Fix Radio have teamed up with the CITB, Construction Industry Training Board, to reward hard-working apprentices by giving them the Apprentice of the Week award. And this week, we are talking to Bradley. Afternoon, Bradley.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good man. So what's your trade? What are you learning on the tools?
Well, I'm currently doing an apprenticeship in bricklaying, but me and Terry do a bit of everything from the ground up, really, when it comes to building. So,
and what made you get into this, Bradley? Was it your old man or friends doing it, and you just fancied giving it a go?
Well, yeah, I thought I'd give it a go, and I sort of got along with it really well, and I'm more of a hands-on, practical type of person rather than a type of person to sit at a desk and write out on a piece of paper, if that makes sense.
And by all accounts, speaking to Terry, you're really enjoying this, and fair play, you're actually turning up every day.
Oh, yeah, well, it's part of the job, isn't it, you know? But yeah, I am massively enjoying it, yeah. So Terry treats me well, and we work hard, so.
Where are you going to be in, let's say, 10 years, Bradley? You're still going to be working with Terry? He'll probably be retired by then, won't he, bless him? So are you going to be setting up on your own, or do you think you'll just carry on working for others?
Well, I'm going to stick around with Terry for as long as possible, really learn everything I can off of him. He knows his stuff, as you know yourself. And then, yeah, hopefully one day go off on my own and do my own thing, you know, get my business set up and start earning the money.
Great to hear, Bradley. So on behalf of Fix Radio and CITB, you are our Apprentice of the Week. And we're going to thank you for all your hard graft by delivering you and all the lads you work with, Terry and co, some bacon sarnies. We'll be getting
Lovely.
Your details in a minute. I know Terry's keen on a bacon sarnie. How about yourself?
Oh, mate, I'm starving. I'd love to get my teeth into one of them, I'll tell you that.
Right, we'll have a chat in a second. But thanks again, Bradley. And, back to the hard graft, mate.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Andy.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio, brought to you by the Federation of Master Builders. Let the rant begin.
South West Trains. 5-day strike starting yesterday all the way through to the weekend. What a joke. The chaos it causes everybody is just outrageous. So I got to my local station this morning at the crack of dawn to see the screen displaying cancel, cancel, cancel next to all the trains. And I did actually pop in yesterday to see if they were running and was told there were definitely some rubbish. What a load of old tripe, I say. Not one train was moving. So I jump in the van after buying a train ticket and car parking yesterday and drive into central London to our new studio in Southwark, absolutely fuming. And then there's a congestion charge and something called a T charge, Trev and Ben told me, which I've got nothing. No idea, not a Scooby-Doo. Emissions, somebody said. Well, I'm not paying that. That's not happening. No chance. I tell you what, they're a bit greedy, aren't they, TFL? And then to top it all off, I've got to deal with all these fatties on their push bikes who have crowbarred themselves into some ill-fitting Lycra. And these divvies drive around on their overpriced bicycles like they own the damn road, swerving about, pulling out in front of you, no signals when they veer left or right, more stress, get out of the road. They do my head in, can't stand them. And when you get on the horn aggressively to give them a bit of a livener, they look at you as though it's your fault, the cheek of it. Easier just to mow them down, I say. So eventually, I find the car park that Trev and Bren from The Breakfast Show recommended. Not only do I have to pay a score for the parking, I have to give my van keys to the geezer on the gate. Eh? So I'm going to leave my van and keys with some bloke I've never met. The world's gone mad. So, Southwest Trains, your five-day strike is an absolute joke. It's a disgrace. If it was up to me, I'd sack every single one of you with no pay. So you all need to do one. We've got millions of unemployed who would love to drive a choo-choo train every day for the sort of money you get and, of course, your massive pension you end up with. And I tell you what, if I ever look at a job for a train driver or guard, I will price it to the max, just like your rail fares. And then on the first day, I'll go on strike for 5 days. And when I come back, I'll have to stop again because of signalling problems at the traffic lights. Bottom line is, I'll never finish your job. So get back to work, you useless, lazy bellends.
Andy Stevens on Fix Radio.
Now, usually we have Twag of the Week, which is tradesmen's wives and girlfriends. And we were going to speak to Nat, who is the wife of a Spark, but unfortunately, she's not well. So maybe it's to do with living with a Spark. She obviously doesn't have to work because, as we all know, Sparks are millions. So she's probably sitting in the west wing of the castle and getting the staff to run around after her. We love Sparks here at Fix. So instead of this, I thought I'd take this opportunity to go back to my ongoing battle with a lady called Theresa May. You may have heard of her. She's RPM, apparently. She still hasn't got back to me about coming on my show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it out to everybody. So you're working away. How do you think, bearing in mind, let me just recap. She said everyone in the construction industry, basically tradespeople, are low skilled. So I need a new strategy because this woman is coming on my show and that's the end of it. So what I want to do is ask all of you for your help. So what do you think I can do to get her on the show? Now, I was thinking, obviously, being a trade, we're low skilled, so we can't do anything. Maybe build a wall outside number 10. We can chuck up a bit of stud work, maybe put a bit of insulation in, keep her nice and warm, then we can tack it and skim it. What about send the decorators in? That's another option, isn't it? We can just get a load of white gloss, horrible oil-based gloss, launch it all over number 10, and then put the Fix Radio logo on. That's another option. Or we could get the spreads in, couldn't we? Get them to render the entire door, windows, the lot, and then just stamp Fix into the top coat as it's setting. So do get in touch here because you'll hear it here now. She, Theresa May, will be coming on this show. I ain't going to let this lie. So drop us a quick text, 81400, start the message with Fix, and let us know how we can get Theresa May to come on. Fix Radio. Now, I just thought I would tell you, hot off the press, I've got another email back from the Prime Minister's office, and I'll read it, same that I always get. Thank you. Your message has been successfully sent to the Prime Minister's office. Well, I'm sick and tired of this. Absolutely bored of it. So we're going to step it up a level here at Fix Radio. And what we're going to do from next Wednesday, for every single week, the Toolbox Show, hosted by me, is going to be live from number 10 Downing Street. Obviously, we'll get as close as we can. I'm sure there's a few royals coming over. I think they're from Denmark and there'll be a bit of press, maybe a few of the old Bill floating about. But we're going to cast the Toolbox live from Downing Street until we get the lovely Theresa May on the show, because you cannot accuse or even insult any tradesperson with comments such as low skilled without answering for it. So hot off the press, from next Wednesday, 2 till 3, the Toolbox Show will be live outside Downing Street. It's going to be worth listening to because, well, she's either going to pop out or I'm going to get chased off. But either way, Theresa May will come on this show. It's been a great show. I have to thank my guest, Andrew Dixon from the FMB, giving us a lot of inside tips and knowledge about what the FMB are doing to help us trades. Next week, we have Bill Hill, who is the chief exec of The Lighthouse, obviously the construction industry charity, who are doing amazing things with mental health, financial difficulties, etc. Coming up next after me, we, of course, have got Graham with Drive, so he'll be taking you home. And as I say, I just keep listening, because next week I just cannot wait to be broadcasting live from Downing Street. And I tell you what, Theresa May, I'm going to finish with a certain song just to give you a flavour of what things are to come. This is one of my favourites. It basically means we have got a war. So I'm Andy Stevens. This is Fix Radio. Theresa May, we've got a riot.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio, brought to you by the Federation of Master Builders.